Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins is speaking out against cities that prohibit hiring police chiefs from outside the ranks of their departments. Rollins calls such ordinances ridiculous. The U.S. attorney is responding to a recent WBUR and ProPublica investigation that found Revere hired an internal candidate for police chief, even though he had been accused of harassment. WBUR's Christine Wilmson has more.
Revere has had an ordinance on the books since 2001 that states the police chief will be hired from within. Waltham has a similar rule. U.S. Attorney Rollins says ordinances like these may violate federal discrimination laws.
Hypothetically, if there were an ordinance that somebody told me directly precluded a city or a town from hiring qualified members of law enforcement that have language capacity, that are representative of certain communities, that I would say I'd want to work as hard as I could to remove that hurdle.
In a statement, Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo said he welcomes help from Rollins and other outside agencies to, quote, ensure the Revere Police Department can seek outsider applications for leadership roles. In 2017, Arrigo asked the city council to change the ordinance so he could look at external candidates for chief, but the council didn't budge. 3 years later, Arrigo named Lieutenant David Callahan as chief.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Revere City Hall for an occasion that marks an important step in our city's advancement of law enforcement and community harmony.
WBUR and ProPublica's investigation found that Callahan was promoted despite falling short on an external job assessment and being accused of repeatedly sexually harassing a patrolman. A settlement signed by Arrigo stated the patrolman had credible complaints of harassment against Callahan. Callahan declined to comment for this story. In an earlier interview with WBUR, Callahan disputed the claims, but he admitted at a recent arbitration hearing that while he was lieutenant, he didn't properly investigate allegations against another senior officer for allegedly having sex while on duty at the police station. Callahan also acknowledged he texted a vulgar image depicting a vagina to an officer. Arrigo never disciplined Callahan for his actions.
This is a poster child for the need for independent oversight and control of the police function.
Brandon Buskey is head of ACLU's criminal law reform project in New York.
There doesn't appear to be any meaningful check on police misconduct when it happens.
Buskey says there needs to be an outside investigation into Revere's hiring practices and lack of disciplinary actions.
I think that's where you have to look into an investigation by the district attorney, by the attorney general, you know, someone with real authority to decide if laws were broken or if nothing else, if the oath to the public was breached and whether or not there should be any consequences that flow from that.
Neither Suffolk County District Attorney Kevin Hayden or State Attorney General Maura Healey would comment for this story. Despite Callahan's history, Mayor Arrigo says he would give him an A for his job performance as chief. But Revere City Councilor and former Mayor Dan Rizzo, who lost to Arrigo in 2015, is questioning Arrigo's praise for Callahan.
You're complimenting a chief that's got numerous allegations against him, none of which have been investigated and all of which he's aware of. To me, it's despicable.
In a statement to WBUR, Arrigo says that Rizzo failed to fix the toxic culture while serving as mayor. Rizzo says he's not convinced Callahan should remain chief, but he still doesn't want to change the internal hiring rule.
To go outside the department, I mean, is basically saying, look, we have such a horrible police department that we can't find one person that could be chief. I mean, I think that's a slap in the face, quite honestly, to the men and women of the department.
This week, the city council approved a measure proposed by Rizzo. It orders the mayor to appear before the council to explain current and past allegations against Callahan, actions the city took, and financial settlements that were made. But there's one catch. It'll happen during an executive session that's behind closed doors. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christine Wilmson.